All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Friday Happy Hour and Tarot Reading. How about that, huh? We're going to try something a little bit differently. It's Friday Happy Hour with Linus and my co-host at She-Ha Spirit, and thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. I'm going to do tarot readings, but also one question. I'm only answering one question for the tarot reading. But also, we will still have our questions and get into our discussions about different things so we can still have fun and laughter. Now, my website is theessenceofsuccess.net, where you can get readings or if you want to donate. Also, there's prayers on there and blogging. I blog about every day, so you might want to check that out, too. I'm also on YouTube Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 o'clock live shows for free psychic readings. So if you get a chance, check that out. Come on over to YouTube. We ain't nothing but a family. Everything is beautiful. All right. And I think that's about it, other than this week we'll be doing, and if the tarot reading works out pretty good, then next week I'll do a love tarot. I'll get the love cards out and find out what's going on. And people's love life. So anyway, and welcome, Christina. Christina is next to you. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing good. The dog is barking in the background. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
No worries.
Somebody must be around, so yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Well, anyway, I've got some good questions tonight, but I'll tell you what. Before I begin with the questions, I'll ask you and Shiha, do you want a tarot reading? It's just a general now. Just a general three-card present,
I do.
Past, present, and future.
Yes,
you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me do this.
Me too.
Okay, you got it. Area code 706, you're on the line. Who is this?
This is Miss Wilhelmina. How is everybody doing?
Oh, hi, Miss Wilhelmina. Doing great, and yourself?
Okay, I'm doing good.
Hi, Wilhelmina.
Yep. Hello there. How are you doing, Shiha? Deborah.
And Christina.
And Christina.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Like,
so, Miss Wilhelmina, you missed my introduction. We're still doing happy hour. So, and I've got like four different questions here, so they're good. But also, I'm doing happy hour plus tarot. So this week I'm doing tarot, three-card spread, past, present, and future. And if it works out good, Miss Wilhelmina, next week I'll pull out my love tarot cards, and I'll do love readings on everybody.
Okay. Yeah, so first up is She-Ha Spirit. She wants a reading first, so, and then Christina.
Christina being with Ms.
Yeah.
Whitney.
Okay, so let me, okay. Oops. Boy, you have three cards just pop right out. Quick.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, She-Ha, three cards pop right out. One says overloaded, and it's like you're doing too much or you're overdoing.
Okay.
And your second card, the present time, is friendship. Very good. Your friendship is good. And your future, it said, don't walk blindly. So, watch yourself, but don't watch blindly. But in the past, it's saying that you overload. You're working too much. And working is as far as the things that you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And at the present time, friendship is just all around you, very happy, very loving. But it says in the future to be careful that you don't walk blindly. Now, I don't know what that means. It just says, don't walk blindly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got some messages. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. And let's see. Next up is
Christina.
Okay. And like I said, these are just general readings. And believe it or not, these cards that I'm using,
They are from India called Panta, P-A-N-T-H-A, oracles. Panta oracles. Kind of nice. They're different. Thought I'd try something different when I bought them. And I was like, I kind of like these. These are pretty good. But anyway. Okay, past, present, and future is coming up for Christina. Past, present, and future is coming up for Christina. Okay.
Okay, in the past, Christina, your pride, you have a lot of pride, so that was in your past. At the present time, you feel hesitant about something. Don't know what it is. It's like you got an angel on one shoulder and what you call the devil on the other shoulder. So I don't know. That's your hesitation. I guess it's about some decision maybe that you want to make. It's about some decision that you want to make, but you're hesitant. You don't know which way to go. Like I said, you got the devil on one side and the angel on the other. And then your future card is loneliness. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. It says loneliness. I don't know if you're getting the attention that you need or people are showing you love or whatever. But your past is pride, your present time is hesitation in a decision, and your future is you're going to be lonely. I don't know. Maybe somebody could be moving away, or a friend of yours or a family member could be moving away, you know. That could be possible. Area code 216, you're in the room. Who's this?
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. Glad to hear from you. Put you down, Patricia. Okay. All right, so next up, Ms. Wilhelmina, you want me to do a quick reading on you?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry I'm not to be on YouTube. Y'all can see me shuffling and all that good stuff, but, you know, this is fun. It's just a little something different on Friday, so we shall see. Okay. Card. Okay, this coming up in this little room. Okay, past, present, and future. Okay.
Ms. Wilhelmina, in the past it was a loss, and I don't know if it was an animal. Maybe it could have been an animal. I'm not really seeing a human being, but there was some loss in your past. The present time, you got justice. So whatever is happening in your life, you're getting justice for it. And your future is confinement, where you're not able to get out or do whatever it is you want to do. So I don't know if that's due to a car or circumstances or what, but your future is in confinement. But it's not a long time. But they're showing confinement of some time. So that's why I said, well, maybe, you know, maybe your car is not running, or maybe something you wanted to go do or whatever, and it was like, nah, I ain't going to do it right now. But anyway, but you're right now at the present time, you got justice. So whatever you're doing, you're being justified, okay?
Oh, okay, that's good. But you said the future is exactly right. I am confined. I can't go nowhere too much.
Well,
and it ain't because Mr. Smith trying to tie me down. It's because I got these other commitments that they need me more than I need to go anywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was, there we go. That was yours. Okay, who's next up? I see, who was 706?
Patricia.
Patricia, 706? Who?
That was 706, Miss Wilhelmina, yes.
Oh, yeah, 216. 216, Miss Patricia. Okay. Let me do one on Patricia. Okay. This is kind of fun. I like their quick. This is hard. Okay, so what's coming up for Patricia, girl? Past, present, and future. What's coming up for Patricia? Past, present, and future. Okay. All right. Patricia, let's see. Past, present, and future. Ooh, you got good cards. Teresa, Patricia, excuse me. Your past was family, but it's happy in the past. So was it family gatherings, reunions, or weddings, or anniversary, or birth? But you were happy, so that's in the past. At the present time, it says you're real lucky, so I'm going to tell you, play the lotto, girl. Play the lotto, whatever, because it said you're in a lucky period right now at the present time. And in the future, you will have alliances. In other words, people alliance. They will be with you. You know what I mean? Like when you need help or whatever, there are people there that are going to help you and assist you. Now, I'm not saying so much monetary. It might be emotional, companionship or thinking, but you have an alliance that is there in the future that will be by you. You will not be by yourself. Okay?
Oh, interesting. All right. Thank you.
Okay, and that's your reading. Okay. All righty, and I think I got everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was kind of fun. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Like I said, next week, the love reading will be a little bit longer because I got the safety. Okay, now for the questions. The first question up is, how do you feel about women having babies age 50 plus? That's one of the questions for tonight. How do you feel about women having babies that are age 50 and up? Now, I know Janet Jackson had her son at, what, 50, 50 or 51? She had hers. But how do y'all feel about that? Would you be willing to start over again at 50, knowing at 18 you're going to probably be in your late 60s or early 70s when that child graduates from high school?
Exactly. You'll be in a nursing home and your child is ready to start college. I think that's terrible.
Well, I think some women that are over 50 may have their very first baby, but if they had children already, that's going to be, somebody can adopt them. That's what I would say. But if I've never had a baby before at the age of 50 or above, I'll be the happiest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm. You would?
Yes, if I never had a baby and I've been wanting one at 50, 60, 65 and I had a baby, I would love to have that baby.
Oh,
knowing that
God
you couldn't take
you.
Care of it?
Yes, I'll be able to take care of it. I'm a survivor.
Oh,
well,
I just
have a
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a personal choice. Depending on
That's
your
exactly
health
right.
and all that type of thing, it's personal choice. But personally, ain't no way I would do it, but it's a personal choice, I think.
Yeah.
But like I said, if I have had children before and them raised them, they're 18, 20, and 30, and I'm getting ready to have another. Oh, no. Somebody's going to have to adopt this one or take it one because. But
no.
I never had it.
Not for me, no.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Miss Wilhelmina, my parents had the other four kids when they all lived in Louisiana. And they moved up here to Northwest, and oops, there it is. Here came me.
It's a big gap between me and my siblings. Yeah, my parents were in their 40s, honey. They were not expecting any more kids, believe me. They were done. When they left Louisiana, they were done. And up pop Lenny.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does. And that's what I'm thinking, like in your 50s, because you got to look at that child at the age of 18. Where are you going to be at age-wise and mind-wise? I shouldn't even say age, just mind-wise. Because when you have your kids when you're young, you're a lot more patient. You know, whatever that they're
that's
doing,
true.
You got a lot more patience. The older you get, your patience gets thin.
That's right. But if you teach that child, and you know you're going to maybe leave before that child, the child might leave before you, but you teach that child how to survive, how to cook, how to clean, how to pay taxes on the house, how to pay his bills on time and get rid of everything, and how to grow food. And you just teach that child, and you won't have to worry too much because you know you didn't did your best on raising that baby.
That's true. But I still think of the age and the mentality of the person that they showed a woman in the New York Times. She was 77 years old, and they said she had her daughter in her 60s. And it was definitely a fluke, let me tell you. She wasn't not trying to get pregnant. I think she was in a relationship, and oops, there it is. But she loves it. She says her daughter keeps her young. Even though she's in her 70s, she said her daughter keeps her young. So I was like, well, God bless you.
But look, I'm raising my grandson right now, and I'm almost 70. Me and Mr. Smith, we're taking care of that young fella. He's a teenager. He'll be a teenager soon, and I love it because I let him know every day I love him.
And that is the most important.
I don't know how he's
going to
turn out in life, but hopefully he turns out to be a good person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, with you and Mr. Smith, no doubt. I don't doubt that. I do not doubt that. He'll be a good person. Okay. Well, my next question up is, are women more desperate these days for companionship? Now, even you married women, I know you got single friends, some girlfriends out there. So what do you feel? Do you feel that women these days now are more desperate for companionship than before?
I think it's because the struggles of life, and people are truly afraid of being alone more so now than I think they used to be. And it's not so much as a social thing, but it's a, you know that word that the elders used to use, helpmate? I think that's what people really want these days, bottom line. I'm not sure about that, but that's the way I feel.
Okay. Well, I think they're desperate myself. I think part of it was due to COVID. We had that lockdown where people could not interact with one another, right? Regardless of dating or going to get married or whatever, but to react. So
but
now I think
I'm sorry, Lynn. Desperate could be in that same sentence as wanting to be with someone. So yeah, desperate fits in that sentence as well.
What you think, Miss Wilhelmina and Christina? Because like I said, I know y'all got some single ladies.
Patricia.
Well, I haven't. This is Miss Wilhelmina. I haven't seen any desperate women, only on these media channels. You know, sometimes I flip through, and they definitely seem to be desperate to me, these people on the media. But young girls these days, they need help the best way they can. And so they out there trying to find somebody that's going to look after their children and help look after them and bring some money, like what you call them, a sugar daddy? That's what they call them, sugar daddy.
That's what they're looking for.
You still call them sugar daddy. I know several women have had plenty of men to bring them money because they liked it. Them. The husband ain't treating them right, doggone right. They got a sugar daddy. Don't help them, mm-hmm. even the older women, too. That's what I think.
I know in the South they say sugar daddy or shorty, right? I remember that when I was in Atlanta. Sugar daddy or shorty, yep.
Yeah. But I don't need no sugar daddy because I got a beautiful, wonderful husband that treats me like a queen and a goddess. And you know what? I'm so happy with him. And I'm glad this is what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This comes to my next question now. What makes a good relationship? That comes to my next question. So you two married women are in the room. Huh?
Oh, I'm the only one married. I'm talking to
the girls. They are married, so what makes a good relationship? Y'all been married for years. And then me and she, I'll tell you what we feel, but, you know, y'all married, so we've been married for years. Huh?
But you don't have to agree on everything. Give me my mind and you use yours. Don't try to control it. and let's work together. Now, that's what.
All right.
And we love each other. Yeah, that's what I say.
I agree with all of that. Christina.
I think for the most part I agree with that too. I've been married for over 50 years to the same person.
And ooh,
it's a lot of give and take. But
it is.
You know, yeah, you have to start off with the right person too. You know, you can't, if you jump into it too soon and you don't have the right person, then you goof up a lot of years for you.
Well, I think anybody that's been married 30 or 40 years, 50 years, you're with your mate. You're with somebody, you know what, that understands you and you understand them.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but that might not always be good.
Yeah,
because some people have been together that long, Lynn, and they just waiting for the last child to graduate or go to college and all of that. They just in it. Then they're just hanging out there, you know, and just looking for an opportunity and waiting on the opportunity to present itself. And like Christina said, Miss Wilhelmina might have said it, but you know, that can take your life away. Your young days, when you're with someone and you really don't want to be with them, you're wasting your life.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think what makes a good relationship is understanding and communication. Those two factors are very important. To me, they are, to be able to communicate and get understanding. We can still agree to disagree because nobody's perfect, but at least be able to communicate to one another. I think that's most important. And I don't want to be the only cook in the house.
Yeah. And you should be able to do without anything.
When I don't feel like cooking, I said, let's go buy something to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are two things that are important to me for a relationship is communication and understanding. So everything else hopefully will follow into place. You know, you got a good job or, you know, you're established or you have a foundation in life. I mean, in my age, they better have a foundation in life, something going for them, you know. And so, but anyway, don't you think communication is quite important? Christina, Ms. Wilhelmina, she has too.
It is very important because in my younger marriage, my husband used to make me mad. I didn't speak to him for 2 weeks. He tried and tried and tried, but I ain't budge until after the 2 weeks. You know, and then he tried to communicate. He told me, teach me,
And he also taught me how to communicate, you know, in a way that he communicates. So I looked at him, his communicating way, and then I looked at mine, see, and they were quite different. He was raised differently. His mother showed him the right way to be as a man, him and his dad, too, and that's the way he'd been raised. So that's the way he taught me communicate in a different way than some people communicate.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Some people talk and some people don't, and some people just, as they say, let it be or on your imagination, but you don't want that, because if I start imagining, no telling where my mind will go. So let it talk so I don't have that craziness up in my head, you know? But, but communication, and it's true. A lot of, you know what, you brought up a good point, Ms. Wilhelmina, because how people are raised is how, and I said this too regarding love, how they deal with the next person. Is how were they raised? Not only how they were raised, what was their perspective when they became an adult at 21? How did they deal with women? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
you, Patricia.
I'm sorry.
Patricia still with it? Is Patricia still
no,
with
she left. No,
oh,
Patricia
did,
left.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's very important. Okay, my next question, we're going through them too fast. My next question is, are younger Gen X folks learning what love is? Because I really see that as a problem with all this violence and these girls on the social media platform showing their titties and their butt and all that stuff. That I think they're missing love. They're looking for attention, right? So do they understand what love is? No, because evidently they're not getting it at home to understand you ain't got to show your body to get what you want out of life.
Excuse me. Sounds like New Orleans, where they go down there and they show their boobs and then they get a string of beads.
Yeah, but that's during Mardi Gras. If you only do it then, and I mean, I wouldn't, but if you do then, you know, I can kind of surpass that, but just everyday life, and you're on TikTok and Instagram, what's the other thing, Facebook, and you're exposing yourself, why? Where's the love for yourself? That's the point I'm getting to. How do you love yourself that you expose yourself, not knowing 20 years from now it might come back to bite you or haunt you?
I think most of the time it comes from the mama and the daddy, maybe some uncles and some aunts. If they were all together and they showed that child or children that was coming up, you know, how love was in the family and sitting at a table with so many people on Sundays and having them good dinners, teaching them how to and what love is all about, and the mom and dad kiss each other all the time, and you know, just teaching your children about love. Yes, I think they're missing that. That's why they're on social media. They had their daddy there to tell them how beautiful they are, how much I love you. You look good. You ain't got to have no man. You don't have to have a man to tell you that. You look in the mirror at yourself, and you teach the child that, and then they pray and go to church and have some type of spirituality about them. Yeah, I think that's what's missing with that picture there.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too, that they don't love themselves. Mm-hmm. Because when you love yourself, you're not going to put yourself in harm's way. So it's like these young girls and guys, the guys are really bad. All these tattoos, Ms. Wilhelmina. I mean, good Lord, do you know what them tattoos look like 20 years from now? What was on your butt is now way up your back, you know?
No, I never imagined.
Yeah, the ones that got the tattoos on their neck, like, okay, when you get to be my age, them wrinkles going to start coming in your neck eventually. What is that tattoo going to look like, you know? On the arms and stuff. I don't know. I just feel like, why you got to catch your body up?
In the face.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're right. And on the face and, oof, I don't know. I'm not going to discriminate, though, but that's what they want to do to the body. That's up to them. But
oh,
you
yeah.
Have to look
yeah.
On your head.
Yeah, but sometimes, Miss Wilhelmina, some of them tattoo, it's all in your face.
I know.
That's
and then when a guy
is,
walks,
you know?
Walks with some in front of me with his drawers, oh, God. What's the deal? They're going, draw.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah,
like
that's
that, you know? So yeah, I understand what you're saying. But tattoos really don't bother me. I don't care what they got on their body. But I have my own tattoo. Not from tattoos, but from scars and stuff coming up in life.
Yeah.
So I look at those tattoos that are out there on those people, and then I think about mine, and I said, you know, they're, you know, messing up their bodies with all this ink and all this other stuff, and here I am. I got scars on my legs and arms, and I got my own tattoos that I didn't put on there personally, but.
Yeah, but I bet they don't stand out where they're so obvious. It's probably somebody looking like, oh, that's pretty. She's got flowers, you know.
Yeah.
It's so socially acceptable, though, now. Even jobs can't discriminate on tattoos anymore. So
I know.
It's just socially acceptable.
You know, Sheha, you're right. I used to go to Starbucks all the time, and I asked this one girl there, I said, why are you wearing long sleeves? It's summertime. What's wrong with you? You know, because she had tattoos all on her arm, and Starbucks did not allow her. Now, that was a few years ago. They didn't allow her, if she's going to work there, for them arm tattoos to show, so she had to wear a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Now, maybe now it's more acceptable. I don't know. Maybe now it's more acceptable, but.
Yeah, because you got those celebrities out there showing how they tattoos look on their little skinny dresses and beautiful dresses and pretty bodies. And you're showing us, hey, you can have pretty tattoos, but you're not no celebrities.
When my father was in the hospital, he had like two or three male nurses. And those guys had tattoos everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more acceptable now, man. That's all.
Yes, it's more acceptable. It sure is.
Well, I guess I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have
to
be. Oh, you want to see a man with a beautiful body. Okay, Lynn.
I don't know. The ones that I see up here, they have them all on their neck. And then I know, like, the athletes, the basketball players, the football players, you know, I guess it's common for them. So you can't say anything about tattoos because it's common, especially basketball players. They came out with theirs much stronger than the football players did. I don't know about the other sports, soccer the other one, but I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to be in the professional world and you're working, think about that tattoo before you get it.
Because
it may not be accepted. You know, you want to do it on your arms or, you know, your leg or on your back or something, okay. But when I'm looking at you, I don't want to be looking at Clash on your neck.
That was back in our day. Nowadays, you know, that tattoo is the tattoo, you know, Lynn. It's just that they are not, it's kind of acceptable now, you know, because back, what you're saying was back, because the company that I retired from, those young guys and things were coming up in there with the hair and the bun, back in a ponytail and tattoos, and it wasn't discriminated. And I remember the day that we had policies just like you were saying. You got to hide them. But no, not anymore. These companies are accepting these tattoos.
And the buns, because you see a lot of the young guys were yeah, walking around with the little bun on top of the head. So, you know.
That's true.
I think that's kind of sexy, if you ask me. If he got hair long enough to pull it back in a ponytail sometimes, to me, that's a head full of hair that's pretty to me.
Okay. See, huh?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just sometimes it just it depends on the person, I guess. But I love to see all that hair back in a bun. Well, not necessarily a bun, but a ponytail or something. He put his dreads back or something, or his long hair. I mean, it does not take away from the man, sexuality or anything to me when I see that, because, you know, he got a beard, he got that hair back in that ponytail, and may have an earring or something.
No.
That's
sexy
to me. That's called a pirate.
A man I'm looking at.
That's called a pirate.
I like a man with a little earring, the little baby hoop, little baby hoop in his ear, or both ears. That's fine. I don't mind that, because I can see the manliness in you, that you're a man, that you're not gay.
I can see the manliness, you know, as Lynn looking for, got a body, got the hair pulled back, a beard, and earring all along. Yeah.
I don't know, but
then the clothes come off, and
the clothes come off, and what, Christina?
And then you see the piercings everywhere else.
Oh, Christina, wait, I got to tell you this. My best friend, bless her heart, she died many, many years ago. So we went up on Capitol Hill to the tattoo parlor. It's just curiosity, right? Because she said, well, I'll get it. She said, if you get a tattoo, I'll get a tattoo. She said, I'll get a little rose. And I said, okay, I'll get a little rose, you know, like on our arms, nothing on our chest or nothing. But so anyway, the guy gave us a book to look through for tattoos. In this book was the genital tattoos as well. Oh, my God. I was sitting there. I was holding my legs together like somebody was piercing me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Velda was cracking up. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, oh, it hurts. It hurts just to look at that. I don't understand it. And even, what's her name, Janet Jackson, when she was on Oprah show, I remember this, must have been 12 or 13 years ago, and Oprah asked Janet, was she pierced downstairs? And she said, yeah, she had her clitoris pierced. I was like, oh, God, Jesus. But supposedly it enhances your sexuality. Me, I'd have beat that tattoo artist up. Okay, he wouldn't have been.
No.
Oh God, I mean, okay, tattoo on your skin. You start, like Christina said, when they do all them piercings, once they take their clothes off, like, ooh, because men even have their penis pierced. Oh, yeah, they had all kind of pictures in there. I didn't even know that shit happened. People did stuff like I really didn't. When we looked at the, I never knew that people did. Now, I know people were doing piercing on the nose. You know how people used to wear a diamond on the side of their nose, you know, have a little piercing or something like that. Later on in life, they went through the hoops around the nose. Now they got the thing that hangs down, look like a damn cow. But,
Or how about the earlobe?
The earlobes
hang down to their shoulders.
Oh, I hate to see that. With the disc in there? Oh, God.
There he is. Oh, I hate to see that. That hurts.
You do?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that. You know, when I see that, I'm like Dennis. I'm saying, ouch. If that's that thing, that's that thing.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know. I know they had tattoos back in
God's time, or not God, but Jesus' time and coming up, you know, and stuff. But the piercings, I don't think they was doing that. I mean, they had the earrings. I know people wear earrings. Earrings been around for thousands of years, but I don't think they was doing that stuff downstairs in their nipples. I mean, I've even seen women with their nipples pierced, have that ring going through, and I was like, oh, God, I'm painting. I'm painting. Because I asked a lady I wanted to see. She didn't work with me, but she worked in, you know, at the airport. And so she said, oh, yeah, you know, I got my nipples pierced, and she had a ring going. I was like, can I see? I'm always curious. You know, I just want to see what does it look like. And I was like, oh, I was holding my breath. And she said, what's wrong with you? I said, because they hurting. Looking at you, my breath is hurting. But, hey, yeah, I don't know. What you think, Christina, how a man feel? You see all them piercings.
I don't care for it myself. I just don't think you're respecting your body. But that's me. I've taught my kids that, too. No tattoos, no piercings. And then here's the mother with the ear piercing. But,
yeah,
I think they're going to regret it. You know, I think they'll regret it eventually.
The ones that put those discs in their ears, what's going to happen like 20 years down the line? Do they have to get their earlobes sewed up? Because you can't have that flesh like that hanging or what? You would wear the discs until you die or what's up? I don't know.
But it's not even the outside appearance. What about the damage it's doing to the inside? You don't even know. All the vessels and the eardrum, who knows what damage you're doing on the inside of your ear with all that weight?
I don't know. That's really interesting that you say that, Christine, about the piercings, because I mean, it's bad enough with the tattoos, how your body's going to look 20 years after you get your tattoo, but, them piercings, that's totally different because gravity is going to set in. That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of people get them removed also. You know, they just cover it up with another type of tattoo, a skin color. They are removable.
And you know what else, Sheha? Remember how it was real? Probably all y'all know this. Everybody was getting boobs. Not everybody, but you know, a lot of people were getting boobs, even young girls. 18 and 21, getting new boobies. Well, now in the last 10 years, a lot of them are having it removed, taking out their body, which goes back to what Christina was saying. How do you know what this is doing to your body?
That's right. That's right.
Because some of those things leak. Some of them just cause scar tissue or whatever. But in the last 10 years, I've noticed that. I've been reading about it, and these women are getting them things out, and like, you know, this is my titties. If I got small titties or hanging, oh, well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they don't have that sac, that artificial sac in their body anymore, which makes me worry about the women that went around that had the booties done, you know, that wanted the big butt. And I was like, you know what? Be happy with whatever God gave you. Okay. Because a lot of them, they go to shysters and they get messed up and not doing the right thing, trying to be cheap on the surgery instead of going to a reputable one, you know, here in the States. Because, you know, a lot of them go out of the United States to get them butts. What's they call? BBL? Is that what they call?
Bubble? Okay, here's a good one. How about Madonna?
Now, what does she
do? How about Madonna?
What does she do?
She did her face. She looks like a devil now.
She sure does.
Oh, yeah. Christina, I saw it was on YouTube here about a week ago. She was at some concert, and they showed a picture of her, and I was like, who in the hell is that? And it was Madonna, and I said, that ain't the Madonna I grew up with.
She looks.
That don't look like. Yeah, she put too much stuff in her face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that makes she look young. I really don't. I could see if they pulled it up to make you look young, but they. What is it? They put Botox or whatever in their forehead and in their cheeks to make their skin look smooth or young again. Yeah.
And more full.
Make it look more full?
Yeah.
But she was beautiful before. Why can't you age naturally? What she
That's
did,
right,
she really
Christina.
Looked awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, she was. Madonna was a good-looking young lady, good-looking woman. I'll put it like that. She was. She was a good-looking woman. But well, look at Cher. And Cher's
well, that's
dating
another
a guy
one.
In his 30s, and she's 70. What is Cher? 76.
She's
77
almost 80
or something.
Yeah.
And she's dating a guy in his 30s. I said, well, he's younger than your kids.
Yeah, but Cher looks good for some 76 years old. Man, oh man, what this woman don't act like acting at all. I know it's a cosmetic, but she looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
She
like
even had ribs
music.
Removed.
Huh?
Cher even had ribs removed.
Oh yeah, I remember that, Christina. I remember that back in the '80s. Wasn't it in the '80s she had that done or '90s?
Yeah.
But she had those ribs removed, yeah, to make her waist look even smaller. Well, if she kept her shape, I don't know who said that, but she looks good, but if she kept her shape, yeah. But I figured that little 37-year-old
no,
dude, he's probably looking at a payday. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because her kids are much older than... Much older than that boy. But so far, mm-hmm. they're still together. Let me tell y'all,
yeah.
that little young man, he loves him some Cher now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if she whooped it on. or what, but that young man loves him some Cher. Okay, they've been together now probably for about 5 months. So
okay, our conversation started out with Sugar Daddy. Now we're on Sugar Mama.
All right, Chris.
With the cougars, huh? Yeah, there's some cougars out there now. Come on. There's some women out there. They won't date nobody their age or older. It got to be younger.
Yeah. Christina has identified the sugar mama.
Yeah, I don't know about the cougars out here, but I guess it's okay. Things are changing. I mean, come on, look at all the different sexual attributes that are out there now. So why shouldn't a May to September relationship work out or May December, you know? But then, too, it goes back to understanding and communication.
Yeah.
A cougar done been there and done that. You just now figuring it out. You just having your experiences now. But the cougar already has been there. So, you know, how much do you understand, huh?
You want me to say it, too. There's no family connection there because when we were growing up, it's not like I don't want mom and daddy to know nothing, but you don't want the family other family members to know nothing. You don't want the neighbors to know anything. See, it's no connection there between people like it used to be with our children, because you know if an auntie or something could see me doing something, you know, it would be a disgrace to the family, right? It's that
yeah.
is not being taught these days the way it was instilled in us. We have no respect as a family knit of people anymore.
I wonder. I'm telling you, I wonder, because I'm really worried about these Gen X folks that are coming along. They just... They're almost like a self-study in selfishness.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
Yeah.
And they're so addicted to the social media. That's all they're paying attention to.
Yeah. I mean, what happened to kids going outside playing or going to the mall? Used to be a big thing. The kids would all go to the mall. They don't even do that no more, do they?
No.
Not like they used to, because they were told, oh, I'm going to the mall, to the mall. Okay, fine. No problem.
Where
I'm
I live, it's too dangerous in the mall. Where I live, Lynn, it's too dangerous in the mall. I really don't want Marion hanging out there at the mall anymore, because that is where the other groups get together and start the fight, or start a fight or shooting or something. It's just too dangerous, Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay, so the young people need an outlet. What do we do? Do they go to a community center? Do the churches have some evening activities for the children? But there's got to be something to do, something to get them off of social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know social media, we're in a new age. We're in a new age. It's going to be, it's not about, you know, back when we lived, things have changed for the better. Everything is technology and fast food, as I say, fast food living. But I don't want our kids to not learn to love themselves, so that they don't act out ugly things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If they love themselves, like, I wouldn't do that to you, because I don't want nobody to do it to myself, to do it to me.
That's true.
Well, you know, the mothers now, the family is not actually adults anymore. You know, the mother and the father are not actually experienced adults anymore. So that is a factor to me.
Well, you know, it gets to me when they say, oh, yeah, grandmothers, with the grandmother's 45 and the great-grandmother is 52. Like, good Lord. So in a way, what you're saying, Sheha, is right. You know, because they're so young, but who taught them? You know, I don't know why they don't reach back and just hug those kids or love them and like, you know what, I love you the way you are.
I agree with all of that, too. I agree with that.
Yeah, just the way you are.
It
doesn't matter to me. You know, but I want them to believe that within themselves.
But
you know what I mean?
The mother and the father, the head of the household, they're so busy trying to keep up with the Joneses and provide for their except their time and love. That's what they need most, right? But they don't have time for that. They're too busy trying to obtain, or be themselves till, you know, they don't have time to really sit down and teach their children.
Well, so we're going back to what, latchkey kids?
Almost,
because I don't see a lot of community centers open where after school the kids will go to the community center to do their homework or, you know, after school activities. After school
That's
activities
true.
Now is what, football, basketball, soccer. You know, but they would meet up at the community center or the library or whatever. But and that's another thing, learning. Some of these young people now, they're not even finishing high school. Some are. I'm not gonna pigeonhole and say all, because it's not true for all.
No.
But the minority of them, I'll put it like that, not the majority, but the minority of them, they don't even want, and I don't understand from the parents, like, my parents didn't play. You not only graduated from high school, your ass was going to college and get a degree. There was nothing to discuss. That was going to happen. One way or the other, you're going to get a college degree. You ain't going to just go through high school.
Yeah, but that was the old school way, Lynn. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but why aren't they teaching the kids now? Because the high school education don't mean shit anymore. It really doesn't. You need at least a year or two of college under your belt.
junior college or whatever, or Votech even, Votech school, but I don't see the parents pushing the kids in that direction. You know, and I'm saying a minority now. I'm not going to say a majority because I do see, even on YouTube and when I'm on Lincoln, that there are classes of students that are doing quite well, you know.
Well, that classes of students that are doing quite well is a minority because there's no guarantee with that 2 years of college and that four-year degree or that PhD that you're going to find a job in the field that you don't spend $200,000 on.
Now, that I'll agree on. All these people out here that got all their education, they can't even find a job.
They can't find a job. Okay, because some wants experience versus the paper. Some wants the paper, and then they'll think about maybe giving you the experience. But if you're going to spend all your time in a classroom with no experience, you're defeating it.
That's true.
And then you got a $200,000 bill that you got to pay for that education. You don't even have a job.
Yeah.
But some of that's true, too, because you're going to school and you're getting this algebra, but you're not using that algebra.
That's right.
No. Well, I'll tell you, Ms. Willamy, I don't blame some of these young folks for going to Votech instead of college.
I don't either.
They go to Votech 2.5 to 2 years, come out, and they're working.
They're getting hired faster. Yes, they are. And then they don't have that $200,000 loan they got to pay back.
And they do much, and they do good in life.
They do good. They
yes,
do very well.
yes. One of my godsons went to Votech, and he's now making $45 an hour. Because I told him, take care of Godmama. You need to come take care of me now. I mean, he's married and got children. But he graduated from Votech because at the time his mom didn't have the money for him to really go to college. So he just said, well, I'll go to Votech, and he got a good thing at the Votech, got hired on at a company, and just moved his way up. He's not with the company that he started with. He's with another company, but he moved his way up the line. But
well,
that was
yeah.
on Votech, right? Now the boy
yeah,
is 40 years old, and he's making $45 an hour.
And then a lot of these companies, though, are bringing you in as interns without that college degree. They are teaching you how to do their job within the company. And a lot of, that is happening a lot right now, too, intern training.
Yeah, that is so good. That is so good.
Yeah.
I just want the best for our young people. I really do. And I know part of it is education, so... One way or the other, college or Votech, but do something and love yourself, not only education, but love yourself as well, you know?
Well, you know, when we were coming up, practically, if you didn't go to school, that was no other way to learn. But now people now are using the Internet and everything else. Everything that you want to learn, you can learn it online. You don't have to go to school.
That's true, too. Let me stop the music. We're off the air. Damn it. We get so carried away. Y'all, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, tell everybody next week, and I'll announce it on the show, too. I'm going to do a love reading. Find out what's going on in your love life.
All right.
You beautiful ladies, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah,
everyone have a great weekend.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much for calling in. I do appreciate it. God bless all of you. Yes, love, magic, and miracles.
Yes, that's right. Love,
blessed
magic,
to be
and
here
miracles.
Now. Yes. So have a wonderful, I'm with Sheehaw. Have a wonderful weekend and be safe out there, especially you in Wisconsin, Miss Christina.
Our snow is slowly melting.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
All right, y'all. Take care and have a good weekend, and I will see you Tuesday night at 6.
Okay.
See you at Tuesday. All right. Bye. Love you.
Love you, too. Love
okay.
y'all.
Here we go. Okay.